Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues here on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of the program. You're listening to AFR, American Family Radio. Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman, Ray Pritchard, and Steve Jordahl.
Good morning.
How you doing, Steve?
It's a great day here in Mississippi.
Great day?
Yeah, it's sunny outside. It's getting warmer a little bit.
No rain yet this week.
It's 80 degrees and sunshine where we live today, Ray. What's it like in Kansas City?
It's about 70-something, and it's bright and sunny, but you look at the weather bug thing, and it says we're under a severe storm risk. So
better get that bike out sooner than later there, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Steve. If I'm going to ride, I'd better do it as soon as we're off the air.
Well, I'm looking at the radar. Yeah, you got weather coming in from Topeka.
Coming in from out west of us.
You get Colorado's weather, don't you?
We do. About a day later, right? And
it
not as much snow
as... Rolls off the Rockies,
What'd you say, Ray?
We get Colorado's weather, but in the winter, not as much snow.
Right. It's just like a bunch of rain out there in the middle of Kansas right now. Maybe it's going to develop... by the way, Ray, what happened in Kansas with respect to the face mask?
Well, we've got a good Republican majority in the legislature. Some really good conservative folks. Our local state senator, Mike Thompson, terrific guy. And they basically, the governor wanted to continue this mask mandate, and the legislature just voted definitively. The Republicans as a block just said no. And so Kansas is no longer a mask mandatory state. But they left it up to local municipalities and counties. And we live here in Shawnee, which is Johnson County. It's just on the west side of the Kansas City area. It's the biggest county in Kansas. So although the state has said we're not going to have a mask mandate here in Johnson County, in their infinite wisdom, our county commissioners have extended it through the end of April. We'll see what happens next month.
Okay. What is this, April?
The sixth.
Well, that's not a long time. It's what, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's not long. And just generally, here in Kansas, it's like it is everywhere. People have just about had it. They've more than just about had it.
That's a good way to express it. I think the majority is soon turning into the vast majority of Americans are ready to move on without mask, without... people who want to get vaccinated or having the opportunity to get the vaccine. People who a lot of doctors are saying we're reaching herd immunity anyway,
right?
Very quickly, and there's some spikes around the country in some places, Walker, but
it's not pandemic level.
These variants don't seem to be doing anything,
right? I just think one of the Johns Hopkins doctors. Epidemiologist said a few weeks ago that, basically by this summer, by June, there will be no more pandemic, which is what we're seeing.
Much to the disappointment of Democrats.
Yeah. But to your point, between natural herd immunity and the vaccine, which millions of people now have the vaccine, the numbers just don't exist anymore.
You saw the picture of the Texas Rangers played yesterday.
Right.
Huge crowd there.
It was packed, like 40,000 people.
Yeah, it was packed.
It was outside, and they were required to wear a mask at the game. But they were – I just think that people are just ready to move on.
Well, and my only complaint about the Final Four, which otherwise fantastic basketball, is that it's still weird to watch.
Yeah, it is.
Weird to watch a national championship game, and there's nobody, basically, or almost nobody in the stands.
Cutouts.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
What is that all about?
They had that massive stadium
Right.
In Indianapolis. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And you could.
I wonder if they're pumping in artificial noise, too. Have y'all heard this?
They have to be. Yeah. Audio and background audio.
They were in the NFL games.
Well, they
obviously.
Were on the air. They weren't in the stadiums, but they, I believe, they were.
Yeah, but on the television feed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that noise was not heard
like
in the stadium.
But, I don't believe
that's
it was.
What, that's no. what I wondered, because when you were listening to some of the March Madness games, you would hear this roar. And I was thinking to myself, I thought there weren't enough fans there to make a roar. And right. and so you're saying, that, are you, Steve, are you sure there was artificial noise being used?
In I don't know NFL, about the NCAA. NFL games NFL, there was, yes.
Well,
I don't know
also,
about the.
Also, you got this, you pay money and somebody will make you a cardboard of yourself.
Right.
And they'll put it up in the seats. Yeah. Brent, you talking to us? Okay, Brent, our producer is about to say something.
Brent is getting a,
so
a
I don't know.
Grocery list from his wife. You got to.
Yeah. All right, Steve, go ahead.
Well, some interesting and I think fairly important happenings in the court. So President Trump, back in when he was president, decided to block some people from his Twitter feed. Right. Well, some First Amendment groups said, hey, no, this is the president of the United States. He can't block people. That's a government forum and it's limiting free speech. Well, the Supreme Court yesterday threw out that case saying, well, he's not president anymore, so it's moot. But Clarence Thomas, in his concurrence, he agreed with the decision. He's making an argument that says Facebook, Twitter, and Google are utilities and should be regulated by the government. And we're just now getting to this after all this discussion about censoring conservatives and everything. It will. He wrote, we will soon have no choice but to address how our legal doctrines apply to highly concentrated, privately owned information infrastructure, such as digital platforms. And he's making the argument that so many people use it, and basically it's taking the place of a government entity. There is a fair argument that some digital platforms are sufficiently akin to common carriers, remember Ma Bell, to place of accommodation to be regulated in this manner. So it looks like the Supreme Court, at least the conservative wing, or at least Clarence Thomas, is ready to put some legal restrictions around these big, huge behemoths.
Yeah. I think when you get into maybe not necessarily all of the social media platforms, but when you get into some of them that are so big where they make up 70 to 80% of the market, that is getting into monopoly-type behavior. I know one, Amazon Web Services, which is basically the cloud hosting arm of Amazon, they run, I think, 70-plus percent of the cloud market, which is unheard of in any other industry.
Let me just make a really interesting connection, then we can move on. But it's interesting that they're being called a public accommodation is what these are, because they serve the public, and you can't discriminate when you serve the public. It's against the law. Guess who? Where they made that argument also? Jack Phillips in Masterpiece Cake in Colorado. He's a public accommodation. They're arguing that he cannot discriminate. Now, the Supreme Court, because of other reasons, decided that he could. He wasn't forced to. His speech wasn't forced. But this is the argument that they're making, that if Facebook is a public accommodation, if you're going to accept all comers and be the prominent message board for the country, you have to fall under some kind of regulations.
Yeah.
Well, the left wants to bust them up for a different reason.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, I think Bernie Sanders from Vermont. I think Warren's really been on the war path.
They're just upset that there's some entity out there that's so huge that they don't have their fingers into some control over.
Yeah. But I'm ready to join her.
There you go.
Bust them up.
For whatever reason.
Gonna get on the war path with the senator?
I'm going to join Pocahontas. And, I about reached a point where I don't care why they bust them up, but the big tech companies that basically have a monopoly,
right.
and if they want to be impartial providers of information, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're choosing these big tech companies. A lot of them, there's only a few of them, so a lot are choosing sides politically. And so that is what can't do seems to me, and get away with it.
And if you think that the Democrats' H.R. 1 or S.1, the bill, the voting bill that they're trying to push through that would federalize elections is going to affect our elections, we already have seen how much control that Big Social has over these elections. There are some estimates, some research that says millions of votes can be switched just by how Facebook and Twitter and Google rank.
Manipulate information.
Exactly.
Or post information.
Exactly.
Walker, let me ask you this one question, then we got a guest here. Who owns what? Because does Facebook own Instagram?
Yes. Facebook owns Instagram.
Okay. Google, they bought them. Okay.
Google owns YouTube.
Okay. That's two big. Okay, that's two big social media platforms.
Yeah.
So what else you got? What about that TikTok thing?
TikTok was
that independent?
It was owned by China, but it's separate now.
You know, Ray? The TikTok.
Yeah, it's Chinese, right?
It's part China, and Trump was trying to make them sell to U.S.-based companies, but I don't know where that stands. But, See, the problem is, underneath those, Google, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, you've got sub-products that are also run by those companies. They own dozens of other sub-companies that are in the similar field.
They're just smaller and not as well known.
Yeah.
So, but what you have is, you get, and our country has a history of busting up monopolies.
And then
look at the phone company.
Yeah. And then Google owns Android, which makes the Android phone.
Oh, really?
So Google runs the Google Play Store.
Sure.
Well, Apple runs, obviously, the Apple phones and the Apple Play Store. So between the Google Play Store, Amazon runs an App Store. So between the Google Play Store, the Amazon Store, and the App Store, which is run by Apple, those three pretty much run whether you can get an app on your phone in the U.S. or not.
But they're all far-left ideological triplets right there, the ones you described. That's part of the big problem here.
Yeah. And they sell themselves as being open for everyone. We allow everyone to use our products, to have apps on our products.
That is true,
but that's a lie.
It's not.
They selectively pick who gets to be on their devices, on their platforms, based purely on their political viewpoint.
But they don't care who buys their product, right, Ray?
Well, yes, that's certainly true. But to Walker's point, not only do they decide who's going to be on, they also decide when they're going to kick you off. They have absolute power. We saw what happened with Parler and Gab a few months ago.
Right. Right.
You know, basically, they threw Parler out.
And they teamed up on them.
Right.
They colluded. Amazon and a couple of others colluded to kick the competition out. That's when you run into problems.
Yes.
Legally. Right, right there. And is Parler back yet?
Yeah, Parler's back.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the big issues across the country is the transgendered situation. People, transgender movement, males should be allowed to play female sports, for example, is one of the big issues that's being talked about across the country. Another issue has to do with should minors be allowed to take hormone supplements, for example, to transform their body, and gender reassignment surgeries and things of that nature. Well, this is issue is in the state of Arkansas right now, before the legislature and the governor. And joining us to talk about it is Senator Jason Raypert, who was on with us last week to discuss. Today we're discussing Governor Hutchinson's veto of the HB 1570. Senator, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
What happened?
Well, we are currently at this point, as you know, the Arkansas legislature took the strongest stand in the country and passed the SAFE Act, which said in our state, you are not going to perform life-altering surgeries or use hormone therapies that forever alter the lives and sometimes even sterilize these young people before they reach the age of 18. We said that you're not going to do that. And Governor Asa Hutchinson vetoed the bill yesterday. It's calling it an overreach of government. And you know what's so interesting? In every state in this country, we have laws that protect minors and protect children. Some of those are as simple as you can't drink in most states until you're 21 years of age. We have laws that prevent minors from owning their own guns because we know they need to be of an age where they can make good decisions before they do that. We have all sorts of things. And so I find it interesting that when it concerns a law that literally would protect a little five-year-old boy from having his genitals removed or protect a little five-year-old girl, or let's make it a teenager, just make the girl a teenager from having her breasts removed as a 14-year-old girl. These are decisions that we have had testimony about where people regretted making decisions to be what's so-called transgender. And so the governor vetoed that bill. And today, I predict in a matter of hours, you're going to see the Arkansas House of Representatives probably take up the override. I hope that they pass that, which we expect them to. And after that, then the Arkansas Senate will step up to do the same thing. It's really mind-boggling to me that we live in a society right now where anyone would state that cutting on a young person's body, and in many countries, genital mutilation is a crime. It's a crime even in our country. But yet in this instance, the woke left has been able to craft this argument that they are somehow helping these young people. Yeah. All I will mention, because I don't know how much time you've got for me today, but I will tell you that a few years ago, the head of the psychiatric department at Johns Hopkins University, Dr. McHugh, he wrote a very powerful editorial and released that editorial publicly. And in that, he stated, it is impossible to change the sex of any person. All that they're doing by cutting on these individuals and using this hormone therapy is they're making masculinized females or feminized males. And so I'm very disappointed that Governor Hutchinson didn't stand with us on this issue. I totally disagree with what he has done on that. And we urge people to call their state legislators and urge them to stand up for what the Arkansas people would like to see done, and frankly, millions of people around America, and that is to say no to these surgeries and hormone therapies that are hurting children.
Do you have the phone number for the House? Can you get that? I'm talking about the House of Representatives offices in Little Rock.
Can actually Google up the Arkansas House of Representatives or the Arkansas Senate. I'm in the Senate. And so what I would tell you to do is to call our main number, which is 601-682-6107. And I can look up the Arkansas House for you.
So we have listeners across the country. This is for folks who live in Arkansas. That's the main thing. Give the phone number again. And this is what we're talking about, folks, is the need to override Governor Asa Hutchinson's veto of HB 1570. So all you need to say when you talk to your House member or your Senate member there in Arkansas is, I want you to override Governor Hutchinson's veto on this issue. Let me ask you this. I want to be clear here because I want to be fair to the governor too, because he's very good on so many issues. I mean, and you know that, Senator. This legislation would have banned, will ban gender reassignment surgeries. Is that it? That's one thing, right?
That's correct.
And also for minors, it will ban hormone supplements. That is, a girl would take testosterone,
yes.
And a boy would take estrogen or what?
Can even be other drugs that they're using to achieve their purposes,
even stronger.
But those are too obvious.
Ones. Even stronger. But we're talking about minors, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Why in the world would the governor have a problem with that being outlawed? And what does he say?
Well, let me speak freely. And, you know, people people in Arkansas typically don't have to worry about knowing where I stand. They go out to my Facebook page or my website at jasonraper.com. They know where I stand, and so does the governor. I've communicated to it with him on any number of issues, and Governor Asa Hutchinson and I have maintained a friendship. But I want to tell you something. He's fallen prey to a lot of the arguments that a lot of good people are falling prey to all around the country. You know, we live in a time right now where people are calling evil good and good evil. I think that we frankly have entered 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it talks about the great delusion that has come. I think that we are in that window of time, biblically and prophetically, where people literally are falling prey to these stories and these arguments that are counter to what the Word of God says and counter to nature. And so the governor obviously has decided, he said in his own televised press conference, that he had met with people on all sides, and he made a decision in his judgment, he said, that he felt was right. Well, I'm going to say I disagree the fact that he calls this an overreach. Why should we not protect these children? When I just quoted to you a man that was nationally known, if not world known, to be a leader on this issue at Johns Hopkins University, he said it is impossible to truly change the sex of people, and what you're doing is hurting them. And he even said that gender dysphoria classically and historically has been treated as a mental disorder. The only reason that that posture has changed, men, is because of a conscious decision on the part of liberals that are in positions of authority that have now made decisions to say this is not a mental disorder. And so when you have people that their job is to do sex change surgeries, and their job is to change people from male to female and female to male, what do you think they're going to do? When they meet with people, they quickly seize on this. And to be honest with you, this is like something out of a bad horror movie to me. They are playing God with these people's lives. It's wrong. And I know they will claim and say, well, these young people are suicidal. Many of them have suicidal thoughts. You know what? I'm sure that they do. And they need our love. They need our mentorship. And they need our direction. And it is not loving them to let their bodies be permanently disfigured and take away from them the opportunity to at least become an adult before they make that kind of decision.
Senator?
And so I'm praying for our governor and all concerned on this issue.
I'm sorry, we have about a minute left, maybe less. But last week we saw South Dakota's Governor Kristi Noem veto a similar related bill regarding athletics. And we're seeing this exodus from Georgia and Atlanta over the voting bill. Did Governor Hutchinson kind of see was he saying that he's caving basically to the pressure from outside groups?
You know, he actually addressed this and said he had not received economic pressure on this particular issue, where he has received it on the so-called hate crimes debate that we're having over here. But he said he had not received that. But look, he's absolutely had pressure from the woke liberals on the left. And that phone number that you guys were looking for, the House number is 501-682-6211. You can call and ask them to stand and override this veto.
Okay. What's the number again, real quickly?
501-682-6211.
And what is your website, Senator?
JasonRapert.com. I would love for you to come out there. We run petitions out there on regular occasions, and we're going to have some here today.
Jason Rapert, R-A-P-E-R-T, JasonRapert.com, especially if you live in the state of Arkansas. See you tomorrow, everybody.